Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Turn over a new leaf, blank slate, start fresh. We have lots of phrases that encourage us to begin anew when we move from one thing, a job, a relationship, whatever, to another. But all of them focus on the beginning of the new phase, not how to gracefully end the previous one. Well, a new book from Harvard sociologist and MacArthur Prize winner Sarah Lawrence Lightfoot focuses on the importance of graceful exits. The book is called Exit, The Endings That Set Us Free. Sarah Lawrence Lightfoot, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. Thanks for coming, and best of luck with the book. I'm just practicing my graceful exit.
Well done.
Anyway, so much advice, particularly relationship advice, is about shedding the past. Get over it. Move on. Don't linger. Don't live in the past. But you're saying there's something to be said for not moving on?
It isn't not moving on, but it is paying attention to, recognizing, bringing into the light the way in which we make our leaves, the way in which we say our goodbyes, and the way we reflect on those goodbyes, because I really believe that managing to say goodbye well allows for the propulsion to the next thing that's much more purposeful, much more creative, and much more thoughtful. So partly, I think we only learn half the story about our life journeys and have half the capacity to compose them well if we neglect the exits, if we make them invisible to ourselves, or if we see them as negative spaces in our life journeys.
And you describe how we tend to transition more often now than we did in the past, just simply more. The days of working for one company your whole career are over. Marrying your high school sweetheart at 21. We have more relationships. We move residences more. We have to say goodbye more. But are we worse at it than we used to be, ironically?
Well, I don't know whether we are worse at it. I know that there are many, many more that we are paying less attention to. Demographers tell us that young people in their 20s will have probably 10 careers in their lives, not just 10 jobs. Mm. And they'll have to learn how to not only begin those jobs well, but how to leave them with grit and grace, you know, how to move on from them. The whole sort of economy now, which forces exits of many people from their jobs, from their work, or forces young people after they finish college to move back home when they expected to make an exit from home and now they're having to move back home. All of these sort of shifts in the economy, in the sociological landscape, in the intergenerational relationships means that we have many, many more exits than in the past. And we're moving very quickly always as Americans. It's always been our tendency to point towards the future, to seize the next opportunity, to tilt in the direction of opportunity and hope and next steps. And so I think it is a very different terrain right now.
Of course, the flip side of having more goodbyes in our lives these days is that we're more connected as well. So we don't have to say goodbye to former coworkers if we're going to be in touch with them through Facebook. So maybe the goodbye isn't as necessary as it was in the past.
Well, it certainly is harder to extricate ourselves from those relationships, even if you can remove people from Facebook as friend. First of all, the definitions of friendship, the definitions of intimacy, the definitions of connection and relationship are different with this in this technological landscape. And so so it becomes even fuzzier what the boundaries are between beginning and ending or ending and beginning.
Sarah Lawrence Lightfoot with us, her new book is Exit, The Endings That Set Us Free. And Ed in Jamaica, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ed.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, basically, I just wanted to make a comment pertaining to work. I had worked at a company for several years, and it was one of those deals where I thought I was going to be there for forever. And with the downturn in the economy, I was abruptly separated from the company and was unemployed for an extended period of time. But the bottom line is, as far as exit strategies, there are certain things that happened with me that I saw the end coming, mm-hmm. but I refused to acknowledge it. And I think the best thing that I got out of that situation was just always prepare yourself. Be open, because a new possibility can come along. Even though you think it's a bad ending, it could be the ending.
I think he's left, but that's a very wise and thoughtful comment.
Indeed. Right.
I mean, that I think what he's saying is that even though it may feel at the moment like painful and joyless and scary and threatening, that the way it evolves and how you manage it, it may turn into be something of a great opportunity and very hopeful.
Nicholas in Manhattan, you had an ungraceful ending?
Yes, I did. It was with a professor of mine in college, and I'll go into the story briefly, but the moral of my story is that I think, you know, a graceful exit is one's due diligence pretty much to any relationship that they're in, because there's nothing wrong that can come from that. And it was a teacher who I felt, you know, it doesn't reflect well on me, but I sort of felt the teacher wasn't doing, you know, everything she could for her students, and sort of I wasn't doing my due diligence, as I said, either. I wasn't giving 100% in this relationship. And so I waited, finally, until this teacher, you know, who had said that she would be available for her students, in fact, who was very observant, told us that a day before an exam, she, of course, could not use her computer and would not be available. And so I kind of snapped, and at, you know, 4 a.m. or something, wrote an email that wasn't just a howler, as they say in Harry Potter, but it was very frustrated. And
you regret it.
And I regret it. What seemed like a warranted email expressing some frustrations was viewed as extremely appropriate and a very ungraceful exit to this relationship, which I eventually had to forego. I mean, I got a bad grade, and I ended up wiping that class. So, and having to take it again.
Right. That is a cautionary tale, no doubt, for a lot of people. The whole thing, and certainly the 4 a.m. flame by
but
email.
But also that also talks about how technology has changed the opportunities for us to kind of respond in that way, right? Before emails and before computers, we were not able to do that.
Yes.
We would have to sit on it.
We had to count.
Face the woman in the morning. Right.
Right? We had to count to 10. Julie on our Facebook page writes, I was clinging too much to an ex-boyfriend, to maintain communication or get closure, even when I was the one who ended it. And learning that sometimes you just need to leave things alone and not pick at the scab and give it time. Patience, writes Julie on our Facebook page. You talk about your own personal moments of clarity. When you said to yourself, this isn't working, I'm out of here. Do you want to tell one story from your own life, and did it inspire the book?
Well, there are many, many moments in all of our lives, I think, when we experience that. One of the points I make in the book is that there are exits come in bold and blurred signs. And the bold sign, which we all remember, that moment when we sort of said, I'm out of here. All of the forces came together and we said, I cannot do this any longer. And the blurred is a recognition that even when you say that, there are still these ripple effects, reverberations that we need to live with, that your callers have talked about. The guilt or the lack of clarity or the ambivalence that comes after we've said we're out of here, or even before, in anticipation of saying we're out of here. And I remember very clearly, for example, when I was sitting in a room full of my sons. This is when he was in junior high school at a very snazzy private school, and there were various teachers around and talking about his experience in the school. And this is not the first time we had met. We'd met a couple of times. But my sense had always been so heavy and so sad and so frustrated in the ways in which I didn't feel he was a real part of that community or being attended to in the way that he should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something that someone said, and it was the dean, the academic dean, who said, you know, between classes, I don't see Martin hanging out with anyone. And the notion of his being friendless in that environment was unbearable for me, because he is such a fine and sweet and wonderful person. And at that point, I remember saying to myself, "We're out of here." And it was sort of the cumulative impact of these conversations, trying and trying and trying. But that moment, and I can tell you, I won't, but I could tell you what I was wearing that day, who all the actors were, how my heart started racing, and how I knew we were out of here.
It made such an impression on you.
Yes.
So to that point, you write in the book that we can sort of practice for how to handle the larger transitions by mastering the small everyday goodbyes.
Yes, yes. I do think there's a real relationship between finding a way to say goodbye to your kids in the morning, to say goodbye to your coworkers in the afternoon, to hug someone at the airport and express what you're feeling. Those kind of ordinary events that are sort of embroidered into all of our days that we often don't pay any attention to. And I think are doing those things successfully and purposefully and with some grace has a lot to do with sort of managing and composing the exits that are sure to rock our world and change our lives.
So in our last 30 seconds, I'm still thinking about Nicholas from Manhattan and his call, at, you know, the 4 a.m. email. Do you ever recommend bridge burning if you're leaving a really terrible job or relationship? Maybe a kiss-off note or speech can be healthy or never?
Oh, I think that speaking the truth and being authentic and being clear, not so much kiss off as sort of protecting yourself and saying what you feel from your point of view, is very important to do. And I don't think that has to mask the truth or mask what you're feeling.
The book is called Exit, The Endings That Set Us Free. Sarah Lawrence Lightfoot, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. Thanks for coming on and best of luck with the book.
Great to be on the show. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.